8:42, Galesburg's Morning News. Big event coming up tomorrow night. Fundraiser for the Knox County Humane Society, the Holiday Cheer Fest for Pets annual event, and a really fun event. And joining us to talk more about the event itself from the Knox County Humane Society is Aaron Buckmaster. Aaron, good morning. How are you today?
Well, good. The weather's getting better, and it's going to be a great night for Cheer Fest. So
yeah,
I'm happy. I thought we were going to have to call in the reindeers and the sleigh.
I know. I mean, it's been horrible. I know you out where you're at. It's tough to get around and even get away from home sometimes.
Well, Santa Claus cleared it up just in time because it's supposed to be a perfect night tomorrow night.
There you go. Perfect. All right. So tomorrow night, 6 to 9, it's right next door to us here at the radio station, Iron Spike Brewing Company. Let's talk about some of the things going on at the Holiday Cheer Fest for Pets.
Well, we have, if you want your ticket, you could come to the shelter and buy it now. They're $20. Or you could come in, you know, the night of the event and buy your ticket at the door. We have a silent auction going on and lots of door prizes. So when you walk in that door, you're going to get tickets, passes to get some drinks, and that's beer and wine tasting, and also drawings for the door prizes. So, and we have a lot of nice door prizes available to everyone. So we're hoping to have a really good turnout. And, you know, we're constantly in fundraising mode because we're constantly in need of money. It's a sad case, but, you know, we've done a lot of improvements at the shelter. And it's been like we've spent about $75,000 just in this last trying to get our indoor-outdoor runs for the dogs, just like we have the outdoor area for the cats. So it's been expensive, but, you know, to make the life better for the pets while they're there, and it's just going to be a great improvement. So this Holiday Cheer Fest is going to help us cover some of those expenses.
Well, and then even improvements aside, I mean, everyday operating expenses, are it costs a lot of money to keep things running and, you know, just to make the pets comfortable while they're there anyway.
Absolutely. Vet bills are extremely high, and even just all the utilities and everything, and it's just an expensive operation to run and to make sure that the pets are comfortable and as comfortable as they can be while they're in our care, and also a chance to get a good home. So that's what we're there for, and that's what we care about are the animals. And so many of people in the community and businesses care about these animals too, and that's why we are able to keep operating the way we do with the help of the community.
Aaron Buckmaster joining us from the Knox County Humane Society Holiday Cheer Fest for Pets tomorrow night. Iron Spike Brewing Company right next door goes from 6 to 9. They'll have a 50-50 drawing as well. The door prizes, as Aaron mentioned, the silent auction. And it's always great because with the silent auction and the door prizes that you've got, like I said, a lot of businesses support you in that way too, helping you out with these prizes that are given out or the auction items as well.
Well, we're going to have a live auction too on some of our items. John and Tammy Keller's Creations, they've made us some benches that are absolutely beautiful. And carved benches, they get, I think they're out of bedposts and stuff that they make them. And they're absolutely gorgeous. There's a black one and a white one. And then they carved a snowman. And then there's going to be another item with an American flag on it. So those are a few of the things that are going to be in the live auction, and also a Fitbit versus watch. So there's a lot going on. And I think everyone, you're going to get your $20 worth just walking in the door.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, like I said, the beer and wine tasting, you get a ticket for that. And it's all about these animals. I mean, the ideally, we've talked about this in the past, ideally there would be no need for this organization or this building or anything. Ideally, all the pets would have homes, but that's not the case. So, hey, let's make them as comfortable as they can be during that transition till they find their forever home.
And, you know, we have probably at least, you know, around 100 animals at a time at our shelter, and that's in our heavy time. In the winter, it slows down a little bit, but, you know, we get animals that come in all shapes and sizes and problems. You know, we've had cats that have had to have their leg taken off because it's been mangled. We've had dogs that are so thin that they could hardly stand. There's a lot of medical care that's involved in this, too, and we try to help every animal that comes in the door, and we try to get them all into a good home. And, you know, without the help of the community, that wouldn't be possible.
Aaron Buckmaster from the Knox County Humane Society joining us. Holiday Cheer Fest for Pets. How many years is this now that this event's been going?
Well, you know, really, the radio station's the one that got us started on that because they sponsored a Cheer Fest, you know, and
yeah.
So we got it the 1 year, and it was just such a great event. The business that was carrying it, it just kind of didn't happen. We did such a wonderful job, and you guys helped us so much that it just turned out to be a great event for us, and this is probably about our sixth one.
That's what I was thinking, around five or six. Yeah, okay. So
it's just been wonderful, and, you know, it's really fun, too, because it's the way to get out, and we have a lot of people from town that you're going to know there, and it's just a fun event, and we're just so thankful that the weather's going to be better, too. You know, thank God it's not blizzard time.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, we don't, or tornadoes like we had over the weekend, too. That was
is just crazy. We just had about everything, you know, and finally I couldn't even open my door on the deck, and then all of a sudden my deck is cleared. It took a little bit of work.
Yeah.
But, you know, that last warm day and the snowdrifts were so high that, you know what, it cleared up just in time, and, you know, that was a present to us from
absolutely
somebody that really made it special for the pets. So
absolutely,
anyway, we're just so happy people care about those homeless pets, because not all of them are loved like a pet should be loved. You know, some of them come in such sad conditions. You know, we had two that were almost starved to death. The other day we rescued one that had been in a cage, and we had calls to go and check on this animal, and we got over there, and of course we had to have help getting in the house, but this dog had been left in a cage and was really in need of food and care. So, I mean, there's just so many sad cases. I don't think people realize how many animals need help. And also, there's a lot of people that care about their pets, but they just don't, they're in need of food. And we do try to help public with food when it's available to us. So if you're out of pet food, please come in and check with us. We'll help you as much as we can.
Aaron Buckmaster with the Knox County Humane Society joining us. Holiday Cheer Fest for Pets is tomorrow night at Iron Spike Brewing Company here in downtown Galesburg, right next to our radio station here. It goes from 6 to 9. Tickets are just $20. Lots of things going on. Definitely get your $20 worth. And Aaron, obviously there's sometimes somebody can't be at an event like this and they would love to help. I mean, you'll always, anytime you'll take financial donations and also donations of supplies, I'm sure, that you always need, whether it's blankets or towels or things like that.
We're really going through a lot of blankets, and, you know, there was a big thing where we were the, evidently it went nationwide and even global when we had the chairs that
right.
were donated to the shelter. Well, we've used up some of those chairs, but so many people were giving us the big recliners, which don't fit in the kennels as well, but we have a few that we use those. But if anybody has some of those smaller, side chairs or easy chairs that would fit in our kennels, we're ready to take a few of those. It gets them up off the floor, and it's amazing. The dogs love them, and they fall asleep in them and snore in them, and it's a wonderful thing. The cats even have a few chairs. So if anyone has some chairs that they're not going to use anymore, please call us to see if we can use those too. Blankets are so important this time of the year.
Absolutely.
Any old blankets.
Yeah, so blankets, towels, any stuff that'll help with it. And I mean, do you still need, I know bleach is a big thing, keeping things clean. Do you still take donations
absolutely
for bleach?
Absolutely, okay. Bleach. And also we have Purina pet food for our pets. So, and, you know, it's been kind of hard keeping up on the food supply this year. And like I said, we like to help anybody that comes in the door that needs pet food, because we want, you know, a lot of people fall on hard times, and it's hard to cover all the expenses. So we try to help them as much as we can, take care of their pets, and make sure that they get food so they don't have to worry about that. So it's just always so much need at the shelter. I could go on and on. I have to say, no feather blankets, please. We
okay.
had feathers all over, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
one of the volunteers put a feather blanket in one of the kennels, and, oh, my gosh, we were picking up feathers forever. We're not taking pillows either, because a lot of those have feathers. But it was like a feather fight between dogs in there, and it was funny, but it was a lot to clean up. So, and any of the cushioning, the heavy comforters, too, we appreciate that. So blankets
right.
are so important, and towels.
It's all about the pets. Holiday Cheer Fest for Pets, benefiting the Knox County Humane Society tomorrow night. Iron Spike Brewing Company, 6 to 9. Tickets just $20. You can stop out to the Humane Society and pick those up, or also tickets available at the door tomorrow night. Aaron, always appreciate you taking time with us, and appreciate what you do for the pets of our area and helping them find their forever homes.
Well, thank you for having us, and we appreciate you guys. You help us out all the time. We don't know what we would do without you if you getting the word out there how much the animals need everyone. So thank you for having me.
And we always appreciate the treats, and you sat and baked at home this time. They're always good, but they were even better this time being homemade.
Well, I'll try to keep up on that, okay?
All right. Aaron, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.